inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Last week on Garden Talk, we touched a little on making our own plant food as well as using commercial fertilizer. This week, composting. And Master Gardener Ed Byarski joins us this morning for this week's edition. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So composting, for the layman or the uninitiated, what are we doing here?
We're making stuff rot.
Fun.
That's the simplest thing, and Mother Nature will do that all by itself, although slowly. For everything from our, you know, wood chunks laying out on the ground to our pickup trucks rusting in the backyard and old boats and whatever else. But if we want to hurry the process along, mixing the right stuff together in a good size pile, we can speed it up the process, and we want to make sure it's well oxygenated, well, you know, nice loose stuff, because if it gets packed down, gets really wet and soggy, it gets anaerobic, and then it smells bad.
Well,
making the mixture and using lots of local materials is what we want to do.
And basically, we can do something with all this rotten stuff eventually?
Well, yeah, we can ideally, if we're using, primarily this is going to be plant-based material, and whether this be household vegetable trimmings and yard waste, grass clippings that are not treated with weed and feed, weeds that we're clipping out of our garden, finely chopped branches that we're pruning off our trees and shrubs and stuff, all of that can be then used. It's got the same nutrients, can be used to feed the plants in the garden, and so we complete the cycle, you know, and bringing in seaweed from the beaches is using so much of the trace minerals which have washed off the land and is then concentrated by the seaweed, which is very beneficial to our gardening.
So how do we initiate this breakdown or this rotting process?
Well, whether we have a commercially made plastic bin or whether we get some recycled pallets that haven't been treated or painted and wire them together in a shape. And that's a good size because you get about a 4x4 bin.
Bigger is better?
So, yeah, bigger is better. A bigger pile, assuming that you can fill it up and turn it, and it's personally aerobic too. You don't have to go to the to the gym if you're turning your compost once or twice a week. You get a good workout there. And find a spot that it's convenient to you bringing stuff to, and maybe you have to camouflage it a little bit in the garden so it looks tasteful, or if you paint, do some exterior screening of it.
And do we want to keep it dry, or at least keep the contents of the composting bin dry?
Yeah, around here usually that's a plus because, again, if it gets too wet, first it can get aerobic, but also we can lose nutrients. They can be leached out by the rains that we have. So where down south they talk about making your bin, making sure it's nice and moist, wet it down. Here we don't usually do that. Most of the stuff we're going to be adding to it is going to be plenty moist. So whether we're layering it in and getting, I know folks are afraid of horse manure, but it's freely available, and if you bring in fresh horse manure, you can layer almost anything in there and compost it. It will really break down. There's lots of beneficial fungi and bacteria there, and it can, if you get the right size pile with the right mixture, it can cook. I mean, it can get to 140 degrees, which helps kill off weed seeds and other of the nastier stuff. And once it breaks down, if you turn it a couple of times, then it really is good material that can be used in the garden. Put a 1 or 2 inch layer across the garden, till it in, or get a handfuls or shovelfuls beside new plants. Mix it in the fall before you put your garden to bed. All of that is a good thing. Again, be careful what you're putting into it, though.
What about pet poo?
Not recommended. Dog and cat droppings really are not recommended because of some disease issues there that, and of course, you've got to handle them carefully yourself. Better, those can certainly go to the dump, in the garbage is preferable. But, some of the, things like horse, or I know a lot of folks are raising chickens or rabbits, the manure from that works really well.
Okay, and we only have like about 10 seconds here, but we got a big event coming up here this weekend?
Yes, out at the Jensen Olson Arboretum at 23 Mile. It is Alaska Open Gardens Day. And so Merrill Jensen will be leading garden tours, incredible flowering of the part of the National Primrose Collection to be seen. So people should get out and visit and see lots of flowers out there. Worthwhile maybe carpool with some friends because the parking is limited, however.
Okay, Ed, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Bajarski with this week's edition of Garden Talk here on KTOO Juneau.